would hope I voted with
you,
fire.
You wrote it.
I wrote it.
That was the last one you wrote.
Okay, it certainly sounds as if I would have. McNamara and Hart were in my corner all the while.
Nate Goodnow.
And so was Goodnow. Now that's a strange one because Goodnow was a an attorney for some of the biggest corporations in Michigan, and I had not really anticipated his coming out for me, but he did.
At that time,
and he was president of the Michigan Bar Association.
Yes, I was going to say that was
big. That was a big. Goodnow noted that he was against Edwards in 1938, when Edwards and 126 automobile workers were arrested for violating a court order in the Yale and Town strike. Goodnow was a member of a law firm representing Yale and Town, and thus opposed to Edwards and the other strikers. Edwards spent 30 days in jail for violating the court order. That's true. He was 23 at the time and in law school yet, Goodnow said of Edwards. He was leading a cause. Today I think it was a fine thing that he and others did lead that cause, Goodnow said. He said Detroit citizens have confidence in Edwards' police administration and racial tension has eased. Justice Souris defended Edwards' performance on the Michigan Supreme Court, noting that he had been involved in controversial labor management decisions and had decided cases both ways on their merits. Senator Dirksen read the court citation that resulted in Edwards being sent to jail for civil consent. And Edwards said, today I agree with the judge.
Civil contempt, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You might riffle through those others to see if they, the other clippings there that I just picked out to help me, they might stimulate some thoughts. I think there's one in there upon your leaving Detroit, one upon your decision to run again for the Supreme Court following your appointment. Did you ever seriously think about running for governor or for the United States Senate back in those times?
If you really want to know the truth of the matter, I once thought of running for president. There was a period when things were moving very rapidly in a very liberal political sense, and this may be the second or third time in my life I've ever confessed any such concept, but I think that I did once. Think about it. I don't know that I ever told my wife.
Well, at that time, there was a figure that loomed over all, I think, politically, and that was G. Mellon Williams, and a lot depended, I suppose, on which way.
Oh, Williams was a very, very important character in Michigan. There's no question about that. Detroit Police Commissioner confirmed Monday by the Senate as a member of the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals after opposition by two Republican senators. Confirmation by voice vote with only a handful of senators present on the floor Dixon of Illinois, Cooper of Kentucky opposed Edwards' nomination made early in the fall by President Kennedy, John F. Kennedy. Vigorously backed by Phil Hart and Pat McNamara, Senator Hubert Humphrey.